Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 52. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, if you will, if that is even possible, the Holy Bible and Christian doctrine or Christian beliefs. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Allow me to repeat that. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start as we should, out by reading the Word of God itself, the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. Today's passage of Scripture is Hosea 6:6, which reads, "For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." Today's words from a theologian are from Oswald Chambers. I'm sure many do not see him as a great theologian, but my producer, who is much younger than I am, probably did not know that, but we're going to go with it. He said, "Jesus Christ reveals not an embarrassed God, not a confused God, not a God who stands apart from the problems, but one who stands in the thick of the whole thing with man." Amen, somebody. And for those of you who don't know Oswald Chambers, he's more known to be a person who encourages us devotionally. And which is a powerful ministry in itself. Allow me to share with you our topic for today is titled, "What It Means to Bear God's Image from Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day" by Dr. Daryl Aaron. Dr. Daryl Aaron says, "What It Means to Bear God's Image." As he talks about that, he says, "What are some implications? For one thing, even though we do share some characteristics, only God is infinite and unlimited. A fundamental part of being human is to be finite and have limitations. And by the way, the overall chapter of this section of this series is, what does it mean to be human? And so we're dealing with that from a doctrinal standpoint, a biblical standpoint. So please understand, a fundamental part of being human is to be finite and have limitations. We will have these limitations forever. Again, this means that we always will be and should always acknowledge that we are dependent upon the infinite and unlimited one, God. So humble yourself down. You are a created being, and I'm adding that part. For another, since humans bear the image of God, human life is sacred. This also has implications for any violence against unborn children and for all forms of abuse, physical, verbal, sexual, emotional. All of these violate God's image in the individual. Furthermore, since all humans bear the image of God, all forms of racial, ethnic, age, economic, or gender prejudice or supremacy are wrong. All humans come from the same place, God, and have the same being, God's image. We must treat all people with dignity, equality, compassion, and respect and care. Finally, reflecting the image of God is the primary way humans fulfill their purpose, to glorify Him. He created us for this purpose, to represent Him to the rest of creation. We are not God, but we are mirrors, if you will, reflections of God and His glory. A tragic fact. If God created us in His image to reflect His glory, there is a problem. Our mirrors have been distorted by sin. Apart from His help, His grace, His mercy, His love, His power, and I'm adding a few words here, we cannot accurately and fully reflect God's glory. We will take this up in a few chapters. The solution is God's salvation through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise You and I thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. I thank You, Lord, for allowing us to bear Your image, even though we don't deserve it, and we have fouled it up and messed it up. Have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults, and help us to be what You told us to be, humble, that we are not God. We did not create ourselves. And so therefore we need to understand we are dependent upon You, and we need to act like it. Help us to confess our sins and to repent and to be humble before You. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If He is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said Himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.